It's time for Douglas County Real Estate Update, presented by Oregon Life Homes on News Radio 1240 KQEN.
There are so many things changing in the financial world right now that impacts real estate. And so a good time to check in with Shane Mast and see what's going on locally and beyond. Shane, good morning.
Good morning. We just had a big change in rates 5 minutes ago.
Well, tell us about it.
All right. Well, I'll get into the reasons of why, but I'll just tell you what just happened. I was, writing everything down for this segment here. We were at 6.69 average conventional across the United States, and that dropped literally 5 minutes ago. I checked it one more time before this call, and it had dropped from 6.69 to 6.55, with the VA coming in at 6.19 and FHA at 6.15. So dropped about 0.15 in just a few minutes.
So what precipitated that?
Well, this specific one has to do with the bond market, of course, but the it really goes, you have to go back to a week ago today, a week ago tomorrow, you probably heard in the news about the bank, Silicon Valley Bank, which is the second largest bank to fail in the United States, and that failed on Friday. And the reason they failed is, well, partially because there was some bad economic news that came out, and a bunch of people took money out of that bank, and that bank is mostly venture capitalists from California, and they had over $100 billion in deposits up there, and the FDIC only guarantees $250,000. So if And 90% of their deposits were over $250,000. So they didn't have the money if there was a run on the bank, and there was one, and they couldn't cover it. So it went down Friday, and rates were, by the way, 7.1 right before this news came out. When this news came out, rates dropped almost 0.5% in a few hours because people are thinking that means these rate hikes that the Federal Reserve is doing is causing pretty major economic damage. So that means they're going to have to lower rates, because we were thinking they're going to go up 0.5% when they meet next week. But after this bank collapse, most people think it's going to be a 0.25% raise. And if it's only a 0.25% raise, that's good. That means all that 7.1% interest was based on us on the Fed dropping 0.5%, but now they're only going to go 0.25%. That's why we have some room now in that 6.5 to 7 range for the traders to go up and down. And it has been going up and down since that bank collapse on last Friday.
So how has that impacted real estate, or has it, in terms of pricing or people out looking?
Well, I always say a week doesn't make a pattern, but you have to also remember, we talked about this a little bit last week. I was really excited about daylight savings. Maybe one of the only people that was happy about getting an hour less of sleep, here's an interesting stat that I read. Heart attacks go up 24% the month after the spring daylight savings, and due to lack of sleep, I guess, but that's a whole other story. I just thought that was interesting. Our pendings, we had 34 pendings last week. That extra 7 hours of daylight got us, and that's high. That's the highest since January 16th, and it's the second highest number of pendings in our county since September, when rates were actually even higher than they were now. So that extra 7 hours really got buyers out there, and we did have a couple super nice days of weather too. That helped, and but it definitely pushed us to one of the best weeks we've had in almost a year, really. If you look at all the way back to a year ago, there was only 40 pendings. So, you know, we're down like 25% in pendings year over year, but that was one good week.
Well, then you should do well today and tomorrow when it's nice and sunny and in the mid 60s. Interesting to see interested to see how those weather conditions impact that. Am I seeing, or is it just me? It seems like I see prices inching back up on homes.
They're going up, they're going down here. So the sweet spot for sales is still in that 300 range, but 300 to 400,000, we had the most sales in February. We had 33 sales in that $100,000 price bracket, followed by 200,000 to 300,000, we had 23 sales. So, and then from there, it drops down to like 10 in any other bracket. Only one sold for over a million. So they are going down. And in fact, the average sale price is down 8.5% in Douglas County. And that's looking at February numbers versus a year ago, February's numbers. So, yeah, I think you're right. What you're seeing is people are having to lower their prices a little bit. 8.5%, that's a pretty good drop in 1 year.
So we're getting close to spring. I imagine that interest in looking at homes and getting homes ready for the market starts to ramp up about now.
It does. Just in our office, I think we have about 15 or 16 upcoming listings. But like you mentioned about weather, we don't just go and, because it's time, take the pictures and put it on the market. We look at the weather, actually, to make sure that we have really good pictures that show, you know, the property in its best light. We will not take pictures in the rain. Some agents will, but we won't do that. And then we also want to put it on the market in the right time. So, for example, I had a house that we took pictures on last week on one of those beautiful days, but then it rained over the weekend, so we don't want 3 days of rain right when we go on the market. So that's another thing we have to look at, is we want to put on the market, one day of rain's okay, but then we need like two nice days within 3 days of listing it so that we get a lot of action, because your most action is going to come in the first week, so you don't want a week of rain when you put it on there, and then people start coming out 2 weeks into it, and that now they're thinking, oh, I can get a deal on this one.
Interesting. I wouldn't have even put that together.
Yeah, we do a lot of, I mean, you can see the number of pendings go up just based on weather patterns.
Interesting. So what do you foresee here in the market? I mean, are we still seeing more people moving into this area?
Yeah, quite a few people moving in from other areas. I'm trying to think, see my last, the buyers I have working with right now, I have one moving from Roseburg to Cottage Grove, so that's more of a lateral move, and that's based on work, just getting closer to work. I've got one moving up from Ashland. Actually, they lived here before. They moved, and they miss it, and they're coming back. I've got another borrower that's coming from Texas, and he's coming here because his family is here. So his son moved here, and his grandkids are here. So I guess those are my three main buyers right now, and they're coming from other cities, but only one from out of state.
So
overall, yeah, I would say it's not any more than there was. During 2021 and 2022, we had a lot more people coming from other states, and that was, I think, due to COVID, the fact that so many people can work from home, even if you know your job's in Nashville, Tennessee. As long as you got internet, you can work from anywhere, and a lot of people chose Oregon because our outdoor activities and the space that you can get for the value per dollar as well in our area is super good compared to most places.
If somebody is thinking about getting their home ready to go on the market real quick, what are some of the things they should do in terms of decluttering it?
Definitely got to declutter every room. And here's the rule of thumb, that if you hire a stager for thousands of dollars, this is what they're going to tell you. This is the basics of it, is each room should not have anything in it that doesn't contribute to the function of the room. So if you've got a bedroom, it should have a bed, nightstands, and dressers. It shouldn't have a file cabinet and a gun safe. So you want to get stuff out or of anything in any room that doesn't contribute to the function of that room. Countertops need to be cleared off. They don't need to be for showing, just for pictures, because for some reason counters show kind of small when there's something to frame it in there. So you want to get those cleared off. It's okay for showings. When people in person, they can see how big they are. But in pictures, they just don't show very good unless they're completely cleared off. And then curb appeal is probably the number one. You don't want people to drive up and then not even come in your house because the front yard is unkept or got, you know, blackberries growing under your porch. So you just got to keep the front looking nice. And like you said, declutter.
All right, very good. We're running out of time here. Give folks your phone number.
Our phone number is 541-391-4945, or you can visit us at our website at theoregonlife.com.
Shane Mast from Oregon Life Homes.